Okay, I'd like to learn the Taptais Nis and Daf Yud. Maybe you should learn the Gemara first. Ravashi Amar La'olam Leslei the Rebbe Hani Klali V'plukta Kamei U'maika Meduma Adi She'elam Eich B'Kakadai D'Kar Malai. What happened? Levi said to Rebbe, the Mishnah should have a 16th. It should have a nusas of it. Imay nusas of it. So why did he say, Enlay Mayach Bekat Kodai, Hachi Kamalei? My Tamalei Dakas Mesnisen, the Mesnisen Rabbi Yehuda, he, the Osar Ba nusas of it. What are you saying? The Mishnah should count a nusas of it. But our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. So it's not because the Plukta like Hamayri. Mishnah would be talking about a Plukta if it held like it. But not like Rabbi Yehuda, the Asa Benusa Saviv. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the Asa Benusa Saviv. Diktani Sheshu Emei Elum Nei Shein Nesuiz Lacherim. So same with Tares. Imai Eshu Saviv Vachay Saviv. My Imai. What's the case of Imai? Ilai Me Nesuiz Saviv Tainu Eshu Saviv. Elu Lava Nusa Saviv. Diktani Nei Shein Nesuiz Lacherim. Lacherim In La'achiloi. So we see that this Mishnah holds that Anusa Saviv is not allowed to marry the other brothers. Her own child, of course she can marry. But the other brothers, you also can't marry. Who's the one that holds that way? My chamat leit l'sayis far, Rabbi Yehuda, the asar, banusa savim, shemhachi leit hanilei. So he's giving us a different reason why the Mishnah doesn't say anusas aviv. That's what Rav Ashi is coming to say, and we have no problems with Rav Ashi. It's a very glatta pshat in Rabbi. Our discussion is Taisus. Taisus, yes, a totally new kasha. Why he has to wait to ask the kasha till Rav Ashi, I don't know. I guess we should try to figure out. But at any rate, Tosis has a new kasha, which is the kasha that the Rajbe asked on Daf Beis, that the Mishnah should have a 16th erva that asks, and that erva is an Eishes Ish. How do you have a case of an Eishes Ish that falls to Yibam? It's not Shayach. An Eishes Ish can't fall to Yibam. Only an Almana can fall to Yibam. So Tosis brings a case based on Gittin. When someone says to his wife, Harry said, Gitech, I'm a nosh like to not say, La Pliny. Someone gives a get on the condition you don't marry Pliny. And what did the woman do? She went and married Pliny's brother, which he's allowed to do. So the first husband gave a get, I'm a nosh, you don't marry Pliny. The woman didn't marry Pliny's brother, and Pliny's brother died without children. Now Pliny's in a bind. His brother died without children. His brother's almana falls to him. What's he going to do? He can't be miyavim har. Why? Because if he's going to be miyavim har, he's going to be mevatel the original get. If the original get was batel, then this woman is still married to the first husband, was never married to the brother, never fell to yibum. So really, she can't possibly do yibum, and that's not a discussion. Of course, she can't do yibum. She's going to be miyavim. She'll be mevatel the original get. So it turns out that the reason she can't be misyabim to Pliny is because if she's misyabim to Pliny, then the get will be batel and she'll become an Eishes Ish. So it turns out that the Isser Eishes Ish is preventing this Yibum from taking place. So that should be a 16th case in the Mishnah. That's Taisa's case. Kasha. That you can have a situation where the Isser and the Torah of Eishes Ish prevents Yibum. In this case, if there's no such thing as this Eishes Ish, she can be Miyabim. The girl will be Batel, who cares? But because there's an Isser Eishes Ish, she's Miyabim, and the girl is going to be Batel, then turns out that this woman is an Erva to him, it's an Eishes Ish to him. So that is the Kasha of this Taisus, that was the Kasha of the Rajba. The Rajba was a very easy, glatta teretz, much easier than Taisus. The Rashba said that all those in our Mishnah are people who can't do Yibum, don't do Chalitza, and Pater Etzara. Right? And Etzara Etzara. All the 6 to 15 in the Mishnah, Pater everybody. Zakhtar Rashba, in this case, Taka, the woman can't do Yibum. But Chalitza, she still needs. She still needs Chalitza. So it can't go into the Mishnah. All the ones in the Mishnah are ones, there's no yibum machalita pater tzara. In this case, Dr. Rashba, Chitaka can't do yibum al teshes ish. But chalita she needs. Ah, you're going to tell me kol she'en el yibum ein el chalitza. She can't do yibum, how could she do chalitza? So the Rashba said his rule that we only say kol she'en el yibum ein el chalitza if it's a what we call the yibum dikadin. It's something in dina yibum that you can't do yibum, then you can't do chalitza. But if it's a tam study, if there's a zaitig reason that you can't do yibum, because if you do yibum, you mevatel the old tanai. So then we don't say kol she'en el yibum ein el chalitza. So the Rashba has a very easy teretz. The Rashba's teretz is she needs chalitza, and since she needs chalitza, it doesn't belong in the Mishnah. In this case, the 15 in the Mishnah was that p'turim in hayibum umin achalitza upaychus sarasem etzarasem etzefayla, and this can't fit into the Mishnah. So the Rashba, because he needs chalitza, because when this yibum is from a tam study, we don't say kol she'en el yibum ein el chalitza. That was the Rashba's klal. We talked then about tam study. If it altaninus is also a tam study, or it's a shvua not to have anah is a tam study. Any tam study that prevents you from doing yibum will not prevent you from doing chalitza. That was the Rashba's shita. But Tosfos clearly disagrees, because Tosfos holds that Tosfos does ask the kasha. Tosfos holds that in such a case, you do need yibum v'chalitza. So what's Tosfos teretz? See here, if you learn through the Tosfos patiently, the ikka teretz of Tosfos is not in the V'yei Shleimar, it's earlier. Tosfos said that since we learn everything on Beis Amid Beis Aleha from Achais Isha, it has to be similar to Achais Isha. And here, Eisha Sish is not similar to Achais Isha, so it won't pater a tzara, and Mimela can't be in the Mishnah, because it doesn't pater the tzara. Now, those are the words of Tosfos Teretz. Why isn't that similar to Achais Isha? So Tosfos went through a few steps and possible reasons. But at the end of the day, Tosfos said it's not similar to Achais Isha, so it doesn't pater a tzara. So we have Tosfos and we have the Rashba. Koshke madoch yuni chalitza, you certainly don't pater a tzara. Tzara pashtus kudu yibam. So to sum up the Rashba and Tosfos, it doesn't pater the tzara. Could be even yibum. I don't think about it. It'll have even yibum. The tzara will have dina yibum.
You say that if you're ready, you can't do
even
to one.
Why don't you say like Rabbi, you can't do yibum to one, you can't do yibum to the other. They both have to fall. What? Tosfos himself. That you need shnei yibum. Okay, so hold on for a minute. I'll have to see. Not for a minute, I mean till after Shir. Let's stick with the teretz of Tosfos and the teretz of the Rashba and focus on what they say. Again, all the 15 in our Mishnah have dinim, no yibum, no chalitza, patatzara, tzara, tzara. We asked the case of Eishes Ish should be in the Mishnah. So realize what's going on. The Rashba says it doesn't fit in the Mishnah because the second din of the Mishnah is not true. Rashba says you need chalitza. It's not true. Really, you don't need chalitza. Tosfos says it's not similar to the Mishnah because of the Tzara case. Now, Tosfos is Maida that it parts from Yibam v'chalitza. Tosfos holds that the Tzara, it doesn't pater at Tzara because it's not similar to Eishes Ish. That's why it's not in our Mishnah. So in the nutshell, the machlokes, the Rashba and Tosfos is whether the erva of Eishes Ish patters from chalitza or not. The Rashba said the erva of Eishes Ish needs chalitza. That's the Rashba said. And the Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos clearly writes in his Lashon that because in that simultaneous sach in a paita tsarasa, those are the words of Tosfos. And since Tosfos says that the Ptur is ain't a paita tsarasa, it sounds like you pata from Yibam a chalitza, it's just not similar to the 15 in the Mishnah because it doesn't pata the tsara. And this we're going to come back to because first we'll deal with the Tosfos, but we're going to talk la halacha. It comes out, we have here a machlokes de Rashba and Tosfos la halacha. Lo yitzur, you have a case of an issa eishes ish by yibum. Eishes ish, so certainly can be miyabim in eishes ish. Is it possible to be chalitz in eishes ish? Turns out that the Rashba is saying you could do chalitz in eishes ish. If you could do chalitz otherwise, the fact that she's in eishes ish only takes away yibum, doesn't take away chalitz. That's what the Rashba is saying. Tosfos holds no. Tosfos holds if she's neshes ish, there's no yibum no chalitza. Why is it not in our Mishnah? Because it's ain't a daima to pater a tzara. So this, what I'm calling the ikra nekuda to walk away with, is going to be our old shayla about a regular woman that falls to yibum, and she goes and gets married. She becomes a neshes ish. A regular woman who falls to Yibum, like we said, a Frayer woman, she doesn't know anything about Yibum. A from Yidin doesn't know anything about Yibum. And she goes and gets married. And now we want her to do Chalitza. Could she do Chalitza while she's an Eishes Ish? The Pashtus, and we'll discuss it at length separately, the Pashtus is that it depends on the Rashba and Tosfos. The Rashba in our Mishnah says that even though you can't do Yibum to an Eishes Ish, you could do Chalitza. It's an isit study preventing you from doing Yibum. And Yibum is not doing Chalitza. We don't say Kol Sheino Yibam Ela Chalitza by an Eishes Ish. When She'en came Tosfos, our Tosfos held that it should say Eishes Ish in the Mishnah because it is part of Yibum the Chalitza. Just, Tosfos says, doesn't part of Tzara. So our Tosfos holds that an Eishes Ish knocks off Yibum, and Tosfos seems to be saying that knocks off Chalitza as well. So we're going to return to this because this is the sort of the angle that's halacha l'maisa that comes out of Tosfos in the Rashba. The question of whether a married woman could do chalitza. But that's the second topic we're going to talk about. First, we'll deal with the lamdis that they discuss here in Tosfos, and then we'll come to that separate issue. But I hope, before it gets confusing, that you chop that much, that the Rashba saying Eishes Ish, if you have a Yavama, who's an Eishes Ish, the Rashba saying, you can't do Yibum, obviously, but it's not Mafkia the Zika, you can still do Chalitza. Tosfos is saying, if you have Eishes Ish, who's a Yavama, at least in Tosfos' case, you might tell me this case is different, we could be Machalik, but in Tosfos' case, Tosfos says, when you have an Eishes Ish that falls to Yibum, it's not Shayach to be Miyabim her, and the Mele, there's no Chalitza. The Tosfos doesn't say the words, there's no chalitza. But Tosfos says it should say it in the Mishnah, which means Tosfos is saying it's ain't a Yibam, ain't a Lachalitza. Tosfos is saying that Eishes Ish can do Yibam, the Mele can do chalitza. But Tosfos held that Eishes Ish is Mafkia Zika to the extent that you can't do chalitza either. So this appears, at first glance, to be the Shiloh we spoke about once upon a time, that we'll come back to here, seems to be a Machlokes de Rashba and Tosfos. Okay, and that we're going to come back to. What?
Why did they bring this particular case? Why did they bring a case where they get in the whole business?
Why didn't Tosfos say my case? Well, Tosfos not so smart like me. Why didn't Tosfos say that she fell to Yibam, and then you got married? Right? So fortunately, Tosfos does, but Tosfos waits till Daftar Zayin. He doesn't quite ask it this way. We're going to talk about the Tosfos on Tazayin. Obviously, it's not, in my case, it's not similar to the Mishnah because she did fall to Yibum before she became Eishes Ish. Tosfos wanted a case where right away when she falls to Yibum, she's Eishes Ish, which is similar to the Mishnah. So, which is, of course, the main difference, but okay. mean, the first thing to discuss here in Tosis is a Reb Chaim that everybody tumbles about. The stipler is a Siman Vav. He brings the Reb Chaim. Reb Shimon is Siman Zayin. And Reb Elchanan brings it in the Kovetz Aris. Siman Hei is Tess. They all bring the following kasha. And naturally, they all say different terutzim. But they all bring the following kasha. Again, they're asking about Tosis Teretz. Tosis ends up. Tosis says, why does it say Eishes Ish in the Mishnah? Why not? So Tosis, well, the case of Eishes Ish is taka patav amim, patav achalitza, but it doesn't patar at tzara because it's not similar to Chos Ish. That's Tosis Teretz at the end of the day. He says that if you're going to learn it from like Gimel Amid Beis, from Aleha, from Achos Isha, so then it's Loidami. So he says a few reasons why it's Loidami. So Tosis Lashon is Mekomakim Loidami Kivishim Tibay Aliyavam Shneser Olav Have Eishes Ish Alohes Eish Sachem Miaylam Hilchak Loi Patra Tzarasa. Tosis Lashon is Loi Patra Tzarasa. That it doesn't pater the tzara, but yimel and chalitza it's taka patafra. Reb Chaim asks the following kasha. Again, we're going on Tosis's case. Tosis's case is you have this case where if a man's going to give her kedusha and she becomes an eishes ish l'mefreya. Frek Reb Chaim, Tosis says there's no yibum because eishes ish. There's no chalitza, it's eishes ish. The Tosis says, but what about patering a tzara? It doesn't pater a tzara. For Reb Chaim, we have our old rule that eishes ach shaloi b'makim mitzvah is an erva. So again, we're talking about eishes ach. Oh yeah, we're going to be talking about eishes ach. That if there's no mitzvah of yibum because she's an eishes ish, then she should become an eishes ach. And once she becomes an eishes ach, she's a regular erva that paters a tzara. So Reb Chaim is that the Eishes Ach in her should pater etzara in this case. Tak Eishes Ish doesn't pater etzara. Eishes Ish is not similar to allow to the Gzeres HaKos of Achis Isha. But the fact that she's an Eishes Ach should pater etzara.
She's not. If they will get married, then the first, and she's still married to the first one. So she was never married to the brother.
What you're saying, I want to say at the end, because what you're saying sounds right. That means the kasha doesn't start, and yet everybody's saying terutzim. I don't understand. He's saying a very good teretz. I wasn't going to say it till the end, but why? What's Reb Chaim's kasha? Did she be p'tur of eishes ach? Why can't she be miyabim? There's never going to be on this lady issur eishes ach. It's impossible for this Pliny to be over Issa Eishasach. Because if he's going to be Bayil Har, the old Kedushin are bottle, the old Gen is bottle. If the Gen is bottle, this guy was never married to her brother. So it's catch 22. It's impossible for this man to ever be Eishasach to this woman. Even though this minute it's Eishas, her brother. But the minute he's going to be Bayil Har, he's going to be mevatel l'mafreya. Once he's mevatel l'mafreya, never married to the brother. So it's really impossible for him to do the aveira of eishesach. What? Yeah, Tosis says the fact that it's true, but that should answer Reb Chaim's kasha. That should answer the kasha of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim asked that should pater the tzara eishesach. I can't pater the tzara eishesach. According to Tosfos, the tzara is not part of the loydom ya, the loydom lachais isha, like part of tzaras. It's a funny thing. Right now, he can't be ba'al har, I'll say shesach. I guess that's what Rechayah means, but he can never be over on this shesach. It's like, because once he, right now, it's shesachiv, shalom makam mitzvah. But once he's ba'al har, he won't be over in Eishes Ach. He'll be over in Eishes Ish. Could you think of another case like that? We have an Avera to do something, but it's not possible to be over the Avera. It's taka, strange case. Right now, it's his Eishasach. Someone's going to give him Asra. What's Asra going to be? If you bail her, you bail your Eishasach, she's going to make a mitzvah. It's funny, because as soon as you bail, yeah, it's funny. It's funny, the whole arrangement.
The limit still applies.
Hmm?
The limit of a chazir still applies, even though he can't do it. Bottom line is, she is an Ashes Ach, and someone who is over an Ashes Ach is Chayav Zayin Karas Shvas Achavas. So, therefore, the limit of Tsar should apply. Even though he can't do it, this Erva.
Okay, so you're saying pretty much the same thing Baruch was saying, that the Erva right now is an Erva. Even though there's a way.
That he can do it. It's not totally in him being able to do that.
Okay. Fine. Okay. Ask it. It says Reb Chaim's kasha again. Reb Chaim's kasha is Tosis asked, that's an ish. Why is it in the Mishnah? Tosis' answer is because the ish doesn't part of the tzar. In fact, Reb Chaim, in this case, the tzar will be part of because it's a of ishus actually the makom mitzvah. So here there are a number of terutzim on the kasha. I don't know if it's better to go with the less complicated first or the more complicated first. I don't know. To me, the simplest teretz is Rav Shimon's teretz. Rav Shimon is Simon Zayin, Dibur Amasal Vihine. Rav Shimon says, let's say there are other brothers. Let's say, who says this is the only brother? Let's talk about a case where there are other brothers. So again, what's this woman... got to get Chusma Pliny. That is Pliny fellow. He can't be Bael Har because he'll mess everything up. It'll be Ois Get Lamafreya, should be an Eishasish. Pliny's brother, he has a brother Ruve, married this woman and died. Falls to evil. Now Pliny can't marry her. But there are other brothers. There's Shimon and Levi and Yehuda and a bunch of other brothers. Pliny has a bunch of brothers. Shimon Levi Yehuda will do Yibum. One of them is going to do Yibum. Right? There will be Yibum. So we said that when one brother does Yibum, it's Mafkia the Isser Eishasach Legamri. As long as it's a Nefila Le Yibum, there's a Mitzvah Yibum here. The other brothers could do Yibum. We were saying all along that when there's a Mitzvah of Yibum, that the Isser Eishasach falls off totally. It's Paka, Nifka. Right? We keep on using that lashon. There's Paka Le Isser Eishasach. So calls a man, there are other brothers, the Isser Eishasach falls away. Because you see the Isser of Reuven who died, that being his wife, goes away because it's a situation of Yibum. So in Achinami, this fellow can't do Yibum because he's going to set into he's going to be mevatel the get l'mafreya. But we have this rule that when his pocket is Eishasach, even the gabi one of the brothers, it means the Issa Eishasach falls off. And we're going to say his pocket is Eishasach, so keep after the tzara. Because for the tzara, the other brothers have a din Yibum to the wife, so the tzara is not going to be potter. The tzara is going to have the same din as this woman, so therefore there's no p'tur tzara if they are brothers. What? Well, right. Except that there it can't be mefkia. If somebody is bita, this abbas is only to one brother and not to the others. So there, in fact, the other brothers of Yam is not going to be a mafkiya my din bita, because bita has nothing to do with them. To them, it's not bita. But the din of Eishas Achiv, me and the other brothers are the same Eishas Achiv. Like, I mean, the erva of Eishas Ach, to me it's Eishas Ach, to them it's Eishas Ach. The Isser Eishas Ach, unique among the ervas, falls off with the mitzvah of Yibum. Right? The din bita doesn't fall off. The din
doesn't fall off. Tzara's
Mitzvah
doesn't fall off with
it says Yisach does fall off.
All the other brothers except for the one that is Tzaras Bita.
The one with Tzaras Bita.
Yisach doesn't fall off.
Well, the whole way we answer Rabbi Akiva against Kasha was by saying that the Eish HaSach does fall off. Right? That's how the Stats explained that the Eish HaSach, even the Gavi, the one who's Bita, the Eish HaSach falls off, even the Gavi, the Tzara. This is going with that Mahalach, that the Isser Eish HaSach falls off in a Yibum situation. So for Rav Shimon, what was Rav Chaim's Kasha? That it's not only an Eish HaSish to this one, it's an Eish HaSach to this one also. The Eish HaSach, it's not, because we have this rule. That when there's an Issa Eisha, when there's this case of Yibum, the Issa Eisha Sach falls off. So if they are brothers at least, certainly this Eisha Sach falls off. So Tysus could still ask, in the case where no brothers, what would be in the case of that? Rav Shimon doesn't say clearly. What happens if there would be no brothers? So what do you say? What? Does the kasha go back?
Yes.
See, I wasn't sure. I'll tell you what, if there are no brothers, you're saying this Eish HaSach should be chal. Or is the pshat that since when there are brothers, there's no Eish HaSach, so when there happen to be no brothers, but that's a simin, then in this case we don't ask al Eish HaSach. Maybe. I don't think Rav Shimon explains unless I missed it. What happens if the Taka are no brothers? But at any rate, what? We only say Paka if it's Hutra. We say consistently that. Okay, there's an Olga bite on the Mahalach. There's all the bite on the halach that Eish HaSish is Paka Lagamri, which the way we understood has to do with Hutra. Maybe that's why the others don't say this time. Maybe. Okay, at any rate, this is Reb Shimon's Teretz, so we'll call it Teretz number one. Rab Chaim himself said a different Teretz. It's interesting, this is not printed in the Rab Chaim, in any of the Rab Chaims I'm aware of. Everybody quotes it in the Pi Hashmua. Excuse me. Rab Chaim makes a statement. Kedarkai, Rab Chaim, what's unique about Rab Chaim is he says a Yesod. With that, you said he answers things. That's why Rav Chaim, you know, everybody prints Sfarim today, they have 60 volumes of whatever. Rav Chaim has this, a couple of small Sfarim, and he's everywhere. Rav Chaim takes his side this, and with that, he answers. Rav Chaim says that it could never happen that a relationship, a relative, who's Eishes Achiv, could patter anything in Yibum. And Eishes Hach, somebody that's an Eishes Hach with a Fila Zu, who was not an Eishes Hach previously, who now, in this situation, is an Eishes Hach. And the brother died and fell to Yibum. Reb Chaim says it can never be that an Eishes Hach of this Nefila should be a reason to prevent Yibum. Because Eish HaSach is always a reason to be Mechayiv Yibum. That's what Eish HaSach is. Eish HaSach is a Siba to cause Yibum to happen. You can't tell me in a certain situation, because other things happened that prevent Yibum, that the Issa Eish HaSach is going to cause a new halacha to prevent Yibum. Eish HaSach is not an erva that stops Yibum from happening. Eish HaSach be'imai might, Eish HaSach be'imai might, but a regular Eish HaSach, a type of relative that's normally Mechayev Yibum, that erva can never be a Siba to prevent Yibum. Because that type of relative is the relative that the Torah said the mitzvah of Yibum by. You follow? You say something that's very mistaver. You can't take a case. What do we want to do in our case? We're saying it's Eishes Ish, it's part of a Yibam Chalitza. What about Pater Gitzara? So we want to say the Isser Eishes Ach should Pater Gitzara. It can't be. An Erva of Eishes Ach doesn't prevent Yibam. There's no such thing that an Erva of Eishes Ach is going to say that Yibam doesn't happen. And Eishes Ach Fakeret is a Siba Lechayev Yibam. It can't be a Siba Lemnaya Yibam. Mela, even though here, what?
In Torah, you say that coming to Rashi that Eishes Ach prevents the Yibam.
In which case, by the case of Tzoras Erva,
yeah,
by Tzora of an Erva Nachinami, Reb Chaim, the whole Mahalach of Reb Chaim won't be masking to that. Reb Chaim is going to go with the Mahalach of the Achrayim that a Tzora is a new Isser. It's of Tzoras Erva in Nachinami, because it can't be. The Eishes Ach should be a Siba to of this Nefila should be a Siba. That's the side of Reb Chaim. The Stipler brings this in Simen Vav, I think Ois Vav. He brings a Raya to the Reb Chaim. From a Gemara in the beginning of Perek HaChaylitz, which many of you have learned. The Gemara there says that if somebody is Bayil or Muberes, what happens? A Muberes falls to Yibam and a Tzara, and she has a Tzara. Muberes and a Tzara fall to Yibam. Somebody goes and he's Bayil, one of the brothers is Bayil the Muberes. Now, he wasn't allowed to, but he was Bayil. Now, what's going to end up happening? Two possibilities. Either the child will be a Vlad Shokayama, or the child will not be a Vlad Shokayama. There are two possibilities. Now, this man, his brother was Bayil, his sister-in-law was a Muberes, he's going to have to wait and see. Right? If she ends up losing the child, so then he's in good shape. Because then it turned out that it was Taka, a case of a brother, a sister-in-law was mutter to him, and Machlokes Reb Yechonon says Bias Muberes Shmei Bia, and Relisha calls Lo Shmei Bia, but the Bia won't be a Chiyuv Chatos. If the child is a Vlad Shel Kayama, turns out this person was he thought he was being Miyabimar, he was doing an Aveira, he'll have to bring a Karma Chatos. So this brother who did the Bia to her, he's going to have to wait and see what happens. What about the Tzara? There's a Tzara. What does the Tzara do? So the Gemara says that the Tzara has to wait. She has to wait because the Bia of the Muberes is not going to pater her. The Bia's Muberes is not going to pater her, so she has to wait and see what happens. What does that mean, wait and see what happens? Well, let's see. If the child turns out to be a Nefil, so like Rabbi Yechanan, we're talking now Rabbi Yechanan, the child ends up being a Nefil, so the B of the Muberes was a good Yibam. So L'chayr, the Tzara should be Mutter Mamanashach. Why should the Tzara be Mutter Mamanashach? If the child ends up being lost, so then the Yibam was already done to the first wife. If the child ends up being a Vlad Shel Kayama, then she's mutter because there's no mitzvah of Yibam. There's no mitzvah of Yibam. So l'chayra, she should be mutter no matter what. That's the problem there in the sugya. She mutter no matter what. The stipler the stipler uses Reb Chaim to explain. Remember the step. don't want to say it incorrectly. I'm going to have to leave a blank here, because I'm getting a blank. So how does that answer the question? Stipler says that if you're going to say the Eish Yisachar can't, on the tzad that the vlad is a vlad shel kayama, there's going to be a chiyuv chatos. I'm sorry, I'm not remembering how the last step works out. On my way up, I didn't remember it, so I took a quick look in the stipler again. And again, I'm okay. You'll have to all take a look at it before tomorrow and explain it to me. Okay. I'm forgetting how he brings the rav in the case of Mubaris. Question is clear. The Teretz is not. I'm missing a step. Okay, Al Kaponim, this is Reb Chaim's. I apologize. This is Reb Chaim's Teretz. So we have Reb Shimon's Teretz and Reb Chaim's Teretz. The third Teretz is Reb Elchanan. Reb Elchanan in the Kavod Tzaaris, he says that the Isser Eishes Ach only kicks in when there's no Zika, obviously. Right? When there's no Yibum, this Eishes Ach falls in. The Eishes Ach is Chal, comes. If there's no Zika. Why does it mean there's no Zika? He says there's no Zika means there's no din of Yibum. Anytime there is a Zaitig reason, we'll call it again a Tam study, to say that you can't do Yibum, you can't say that there's no Zika. There's Zika. There isn't in Yibum. This man's brother died without children. So she forced him to Yibum. There is Zika. There is a Din Yibum. There's a Zaitig reason I can't do Yibum. Why? Because the first person gave a get without a Tanai, with a Tanai, and if I do Yibum, I'm going to mess up. So the question is, the whole kasha was, now it's Eishasachim Shaloi B'makamitz. Dr. Bochanan, this is not Eishes Ach of Shloi B'makam Mitzvah. This is Eishes Ach B'makam Mitzvah. What happened? Pliny has a brother that got married and died without children. There's a mitzvah of Yibum. There's no reason in the world he can't do Yibum, mitzad the Zika, mitzad the Yibum. There's a Zaitiger reason. He has a string attached to him from a previous get that if he's going to do it, then it'll be Batel Mefreya and everything's going to get messed up. Rabbi Chanan says that doesn't take off the Zika, meaning the din of Yibum. The din of Yibum still applies. It's just you have something preventing you from doing Yibum. You can't do the Yibum. It doesn't mean there's no Zika. So that, don't confuse it with the Rashba. The Rashba said, Tam Tzadadi, when he was talking about the rule of him, Eina Alibum, Eina Lachalitza, he said, Tam Tzadadi, you don't say that rule. That's the Rashba. The Rabbi Chanan is saying here, that when there's a Zaitiger reason that you can't do Yibum, it's not the Vart, there's no Zika. There is Zika. Just you have something that's stopping you from doing the Yibum. You have something preventing you. Taka, like we said in Einein. In Einein, no one's going to say that there's no Zika. There's Zika. There's just something that prevents you from being able to do it. Or even a Ovel, I guess. There's something that prevents you from doing the mitzvah. An Ovel can't be Bayil. Every time Kippur, you can't be Bayil. Something prevents you from doing the mitzvah. When something zaitik prevents you, does that mean that there's no yibum? There is yibum. Just you can't do it. So what? According to Rabbi Chanan, you should have to do chalitza, except there's a rule, kol she'ena liba mein alel chalitza. On the rule of kol she'ena liba mein alel chalitza, he's not saying like the Rashba. Rashba went so far as to say that when there's a tam study, you need chalitza. You don't say. Rabbi Chanan is saying in Taisvis, don't give me the rule of kol she'ena liba mein alel chalitza, it's takatri, you don't do chalitza. But it's all for a zaitig reason. The zaitig reason kapati you from yibum, kapati you from chalitza. But it doesn't make it isser eishes ach.
I can't do the yibum.
There's a zika.
You know, so by the say that there's a zika, so I have to give people a zika.
Yivam I can't do it, Chami, but the Chalitza, I should have to do the Chalitza, won't be able to take it.
Mishas being mutaris l'shuk, the ma'aser she's mutar l'shuk, and he's saying that there's zika, right? That you're right. He's saying there's zika. Why she mutar? She's zicha mutar l'shuk. If there are no other brothers, she's mutar l'shuk. Rachinam, but she's mutar l'shuk because of the issa eishes ish, not because of the issa eishes ach. The issa eishes ish stops the yibam mechalitza, but to say that there's a din of eishes ach, that is not din of eishes ach. Because it's a case of Yibam. A case of Yibam is no reservation. Since it's Lamaisa, a case of Yibam, so there isn't. You're right that the Eishes Sish takes off the Zika. But the Eishes Ach doesn't come in. Reb Chaim's kasha was the Eishes Ach should come in. Eishes Ach can't come in. Because mitzad the Eishes Ach, it's a regular case of Yibam. That's what Reb Chanan is saying. Every tzara serva. Any reason that we're going to try to answer Reb Chaim's teretz will potentially answer Reb Akiva Eger's kasha. Because we're trying to say why there's no din eishes ach. Any teretz we're going to say Reb Chaim really is potentially an answer to that also. Right, the Bachanan. If you hold Tzara Severs in the Wisser, the Bachanan himself holds that way. So it's good. Okay, so this is the Reb Chaim and the Lamdus of Eishes Ach, which seems to constantly be coming up. Let's go back now to what I told you is the second sugya, which is the Halacha L'maaseh Dika aspect of what we're talking about. We're talking about a general question. Right, till now we're talking about something very specific. Now we're going to talk about the general question, whether Eishes Ish knocks off Chalitza. We can't talk if Eishes Ish could do Yibam, because it's an absurd thing. If she's an Eishes Ish, no one can do Yibam. You can't be Bayil an Eishes Ish. That's Pasha. The question is, there's a shayah to do Yibam to an Eishes Ish. So I want to mention to you that the Levush holds, you can't do Chalitza to an Eishes Ish, you can't do Chalitza to an Eishes Ish. And most Paiskim disagree. That was the bottom line, what it says in the Paiskim. But getting back to the starting point, which is Taisus and the Rashma. Does an Eishes Ish have Dine Chalitza or not have Dine Chalitza? The Rashba said that Eishes Ish, you could be Chalitz for an Eishes Ish. Because what did the Rashba say? That the Dine Eishes Ish stops Yibam. But since it's a tam study, Eishes Ish is not an erev of the arayas, so therefore we don't say kol shenol yibam el chalitza. The Rashba pretty clearly, the Rashba says that you can do chalitza to Eishes Ish. I don't know if there's much to argue about the Rashba shita. What does Tosis hold? Tosis apparently holds that at least in this case. That in the case of Eishes Ish, there's no Yibam, no Chalitza. Taisus says it belongs in the Mishnah. So Taisus holds that an Eishes Ish, you could, that there's no Yibam, no Chalitza for an Eishes Ish. In other words, to use our language, the Din Eishes Ish, like the Rashba, is not Mafkia Din Chalitza. And like Taisus, it is Mafkia, it does take away the Din Chalitza. So, focusing on Taisus seems to say that Din Eishes Ish prevents a person from doing Chalitza. The issue is the Tap Taisus on Deft HaZayin. Tap Taisus on Deft HaZayin, Yimar Masl B'nei, is a kasha, ignoring the Shaykhs to the Sugya there. Taisus really is a very general kasha. Taisus kasha is. In time of Shmuel, the Mesapkalei B'Isha Rabbah, Yikudushin Taisa B'Yavam L'Shuk. The question we have is whether a Yavam L'Shuk has Tfisas Kedushin. Now, in Tzadik Beis, it's a Machlaikis there, I think it's Rav and Shmuel. We paskin that Kedushin Taisa. If you have a Yavam L'Shuk who goes out and gets married, Shalai Kedin, the marriage is Chal. In fact, Taisvis, shita dikshera the miyad she kitcha papa lezeka kedaminu b'shemeres yabum she kiddush achaisa she kiddusha habafkiyim ayibum. Taisa says, as soon as she's mekudeshes, what should happen? As soon as an eishesish gets a yavama, gets married to the shuk, it should be no more problem. The marriage should be mafkia the dine ibum. She became an eishesish, a regular woman. Our example is always a fraya woman who will become forth to ibum. If she doesn't know the din, she goes and gets married. Once she gets married, she's an eishesish. Once she's an eishesish, frektaisvis, there should be no more dinim of yibum chalitz on her. Now she's an eishesish. Similar to what? Frektaisvis. To the case of Hutra Vanessa of Achaz of Hutra. Taisa says, Kedarina Bishamaris Yavin Shekidish Achaisa, Shekidish Gavi Yibam. What do we say? If somebody falls to Yibam to a man, and the man marries her sister, this woman could go get married. Because it was Tako Hutra, but now it's Nesra. What? It's her fault. Madis's fault it is. Let's see. Does Rechad Achinai matter if she brings it on herself? Maybe you're right. But first, you hear Tysus Kasha. Tysus Kasha is that a woman who goes out and gets married should now, in fact, she became an Eishes Ish, should make that she's mutera, that the whole dinibum falls away. Just like if she becomes an Achais Isha, the whole dinibum falls away. She becomes an Eishes Ish, the whole dinibum should fall away. That's Tysus Kasha. V'yesh leimer, taisis teretz, v'loy dami. D'hasam, when you marry the sister, ein shum takon alase is shetis yabeg. There's no way for us to bring Yibam back. She'ein laham is achay. So really, the only way, if someone marries the Yavama's sister, the only way you can put Yibam back is by killing the one that he married. Because if he's megarish the one he married, it's still two sisters. You're not married two sisters, b'chayeha. So the only way for it to come back is if the sister dies. Obviously, you're not going to go kill the sister to cause Yibam to come back. Hutra and Nasser v'chaz v'hutra. Right. So it dies. So I mentioned once, the Rashba holds it's only a heter, and the Rambam holds that it's a mitzvah, that the din Yibam comes back. If she's still available, unless she got married. Okay, so Taisa says there, Hasam ain't shum takan alasi shetisiyam shem lamisachais aval hayavam hashen iskachul l'shuk ef shul sakalai de geirishin shetisiyabein yokal chepok azika. What's that aval? Look at the words. Hayavam hashen iskachul l'shuk when she becomes an eishes ish ef shul sakalai de geirishin shetisiyabein. If she now becomes from and she wants to become Yitzis Yibam, she could get a get from her husband, the husband will give her a get, and she'll go do Yibam. So therefore, Hilkach Lepoka Zika. Therefore, the Zika doesn't go off. Now this seems to contradict our Tysus. What it says here in Tysus is that when you have an Eishes Ish, that's preventing Yibam from happening, that's not enough to cause it to prevent it. It's not mafkia the Zika, because it's Efshar Beget. Since it's easy Efshar. Now you tell me what's Taisa Svara. You could argue what's Taisa Svara, but Taisa says there's a Svara. The Taisa says that since you can give a get, it's not mafkia the Zika. That's not like our Taisa. If you learn this Taisa on Tez Zayin, and yes, me a Shaila, I have a woman, she went and got married. So what's the din now? Now because she's married, is there still Zika? Tosis is saying there's still Zika because it's Bekal Shetis Yabeim. Tosis seems to consider it an easy thing to give her a get, to give her a get, and she can do Yibam. So Tosis is saying that when she's an Eishes Ish, what are you worried about this Eishes Ish? It comes off easily. So Eishes Ish comes off easily, it's not mafkia dina yibum vizika. That's what Tosis says. And that's the opposite of our Tosis. Our Tosis is saying that the Isser Eishas Ish is mafkia not only yibum but chalita as well. What's the basic difference in our Tosis and this Tosis? Yeah. It's an easy difference. What? There's one basic difference between the two, which is going to be the discussion. This piece is in the Stiplesim and Tess. The first part of Shia today was Stiplesim and Vav. This piece is a Stiplesim and Tess. It brings from Chaim Eiser, who says a Teretz, seems to be a Pashta Teretz, but the others have a problem with his Teretz. So, I guess we'll come back to that tomorrow, okay? But you start saying from Chaim Eiser's time. Okay? Come back to that.
That's the few that we can follow. Yes.